Carrie Underwood saves performance with impromptu a cappella performance at Trump inauguration. Country music superstar Carrie Underwood showcased her professionalism and quick thinking at President Donald Trump's inauguration ceremony on Monday, salvaging a potentially awkward moment with an impromptu a cappella performance. The 60th presidential inauguration ceremony, held inside the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, took an unexpected turn as Underwood awaited her cue to perform America the Beautiful, as the track briefly played before cutting out, leaving Underwood to make a split-second decision. "I can just sing it," she was heard saying to a member of the production team, addressing the audience, which included Trump, his family, distinguished politicians, and other celebrities. Underwood said, "If you know the words, help me out here." She then began to sing an unaccompanied rendition of the song. The American Idol star, who has since become a judge for the singing competition, has since drawn widespread praise on social media for her quick thinking and vocal prowess. Soundtrack not working turned out to be a blessing. Carrie has a remarkable voice and the poise to match. "It was perfect," one user on social media platform X commented on a post that has been viewed by more than 120,000 users. Another user said, "Her calm response to just do it a cappella, and inviting those around her to join in, made it a far more compelling and powerful 90 seconds. Following her performance, Underwood graciously acknowledged those who had joined in singing, then went and shook hands with Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and former President Joe Biden. Underwood's appearance in the inauguration was announced earlier last week. In a statement, she said, "I love our country and am honored to have been asked to sing at the inauguration and to be a small part of this historic event. I am humbled to answer the call at a time when we must all come together in the spirit of unity and looking to the future." The inauguration ceremony, marking the beginning of Trump's second term as president, was part of a four-day celebration organized by the inaugural committee, co-chaired by Steve Witkoff and Kelly Loeffler. President Trump is dedicated to uniting the country through the strength, security, and opportunity of his America First agenda, Witkoff and Loeffler said in a statement. The 2025 inaugural celebrations will reflect President-elect Trump's historic return to the White House and the American people's decisive vote to make America great again. The inauguration festivities included a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery, a MAGA victory rally at Capital One Arena, and three inaugural balls. The balls featured performances by various artists, including the Village People, who were scheduled to perform at the Liberty Inaugural Ball. The Associated Press contributed to this report. From NTD News.